From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The FDA has approved a new wrinkle filler. It's made of something that your body produces naturally and will be available for aging faces starting in November. Dr. Sidney Spiesel is the medical contributor for our show and the online magazine Slate. He works with the Yale Medical School, and he joins us from his practice in Woodbridge, Connecticut, to talk about this new miracle cure or miracle product. Welcome back to the program, Sid.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Well, miracle for people who maybe want to look more like Britney Spears than Carl Malden, would this treatment also be available for people who have serious illnesses?
Sure. I mean, people think about wrinkle treatment, you know, in terms of sort of vanity or looking better, but some people may have cosmetic defects in their faces because of injuries. And then there's another new set of patients who are patients with HIV who are treated with these new miracle drugs that are keeping the virus under control. But one of the side effects of one of the classes of drugs is that it sometimes causes shrinkage of the fat deposits in the face, and these people can wind up with sort of gaunt-looking faces. And so one of the new products is sort of specifically intended, in fact, to fill that gauntness out.
And what is this product made of?
This one is made of little tiny spheres of hydroxyapatite. Now, that sounds very complicated, but that's really the mineral which is present in bone. And that's one which is probably not going to be used very much, except for this very special purpose. Actually, in the past month or so, there have been a couple of new ones licensed, and another wrinkle filler that's probably going to be used much more for filling out most facial wrinkles is a material called hyaluronic acid. Now, hyaluronic acid is a general sort of lubricant and viscous material which is present in the body. It lubricates your joints. It puffs up the umbilical cord and protects the umbilical cord. Your eyeball is filled with hyaluronic acid. And so it's a natural product in much of the body. Although this stuff is probably not going to last too long. This is regarded as probably a 4 to 6 month treatment, after which it'll have to be repeated again.
This is the new product, Juvederm, that the FDA is about to allow on the market in November. Where do they get this hyaluronic acid? Where's it from?
There are actually two sources. One is produced by a microorganism that's grown in a lab, and it acts as a kind of synthesizer for hyaluronic acid. The other source is a little bit funny, which is chickens' coxcombs seem to be just full of hyaluronic acid, and there are some other products which use the hyaluronic acid extracted from these coxcombs.
There are other fillers on the market, as you've mentioned. There's also Botox, which a lot of people are familiar with. Are there any long-term studies on their side effects or the consequences that these drugs may have?
Not really. The long-term consequences of these things, we really don't know. We doubt that hyaluronic acid, for example, will have a long-term consequence because it is found naturally in the body. And similarly, the bone mineral hydroxyapatite probably is not going to have, I mean, that's bone. It's the mineral found in bone. So you wouldn't think it would have long-term consequences. What happens is that over a period of time, perhaps for the hydroxyapatite, a matter of a couple of years even, those little spheres of calcium, they're dissolved away and replaced by the body's own collagen fibers.
Opinion from Dr. Sidney Spiesel of Yale and Slate.com. Thank you, Sid.
Thank you.